Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from three passages of Scripture. First, out of 2 Samuel chapter 22, beginning of verse 1 and a few verses thereafter. And David spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, and he said, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. In any distress, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice and my cry for help. He rescued me because he delighted in me." And then later, as he ended, "For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness." And then the 73rd Psalm, beginning in verse 23, "Yet I am with you always. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you." And then out of the book of Revelation, the New Testament, chapter 21, the Apostle John writing, and he says this, beginning of verse 1, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and they will be his people, and he will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.'" And he concludes by saying, "And he who was seated on the throne said, 'Behold, I am making all things new.'" I remember the news that day. A young mother with her infant baby in the car going to the grocery store to get some more baby formula they had run out of. In another part of town, a man, now drunk because he was drinking most of the night, got into his car heading across town. They met at an intersection as he ran a red light, crashing into the young mother's car, killing both her and her baby. Bad things happen to good people. Evil, my friends, is alive and well. Bloodshed in the Ukraine, supermarket shooting earlier this year in Buffalo, New York, 10 dead. 21 deaths at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, Texas. It exists in our world because God gave us free will, the right to choose to do this or to do that, to do good things or bad things. The choice to accept him, to ask him into our lives, or to walk by him or reject him. He could tell us, "Scott, you will love me," but he didn't do that. He gave me the right to choose or not, to love him, to follow him or not. He gave Adam and Eve the right to choose in the very beginning, and they chose to disobey God. And evil occurs today because people choose evil over good. They choose evil over God. Yet, my friends, in the midst of whatever is occurring around us, violence and injustice, disappointments, tragedies, storms, disasters, losses of loved ones, God remains supreme. He wept with the family of that young mother and baby. He weeps with those who weep in Buffalo, in Uvalde, and in the Ukraine. He weeps and is with those devastated by storms that have wrecked their lives. He holds the hurting in his hands. And in the end of it all, when he returns, he will wipe away all the tears. He will overcome the world, bring everything to justice, and draw all of his children who have accepted him to him forever and will make all things new. A few years ago, Linda and I had the chance to hear a great group called Veritas in concert. These are the words of one of their songs. "Close the windows, angry storm tonight, a heart that's breaking, a faith that's shaken, a hope that's headed for the door. Here comes the rain. But don't forget the promise that he made. The arms that raise the heavens will lift you when you fall. The voice that shakes the mountains will answer when you call. And the skies above may open, but grace will cover you. And the hand that holds the storm will lead you through." Of course, David didn't hear that song, but it's the message and the truth which he remembered later in his life as he wrote the song in this seldom noticed passage. recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 22, which we read a portion of a moment ago. In that passage, David is looking back on a life full of highs and lows, ending another war with the Philistines, a life filled with things like being a shepherd as a young boy, then the king of Israel, the early death of a son, and then a fight later in his life with another son who wanted to take over the throne, famine in Israel, mistakes, ongoing wars, and too many storms because of David's own sins and separation from God. He was often tired and overcome with doubt, uncertain whether he could handle any more of whatever was coming around the bend toward him. But David always comes back to and remembers that through it all, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, he says, my shield, stronghold, and refuge. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry came to his ears. In the midst of everything, David remembers that when times were tough, God was still there and remained his trusted and best source of security. Weary and despairing, facing whatever, he remembers, God is his rock, his shield and stronghold, his place of refuge, and God remains where he's always been, in the center of David's heart. The words David used in other verses in that psalm that we didn't have time to read this morning depict the God that David knew when he says in that psalm things like, God heard my voice and cried for help. He bowed. He rode to me. The Lord thundered and sent out his arrows. He took me, rescued me, and then in that last verse we read, he lightens my darkness. There is no doubt that evil is active in the world, my friends. But David reminds us that God is not just hanging out somewhere watching while the world spins out of control. God is alive, active, and with us who love him. And he is actively at work in our lives for good. Looking back on his life, David could trace the hand of God moving in his life all the time. David was a man who had tasted everything. There was nothing that the world offered that David had not experienced. Yet, just like his son Solomon, as he came to the end of his life, David concluded, looking back at everything he had been through, that the most wonderful thing of all was his relationship with God, and that God was always there. The Lord is my shepherd, he wrote in the 23rd Psalm. The single most important thing for David as he looked back on his life was that in the midst of the good and evil on mountaintops and in valleys that he was in the sunshine and storms of his life, he knew he was always able to claim the Lord was his shepherd. God was always there, lifting, guiding, holding, and leading him through whatever he faced. One last thing. That part we read in verse 29 of Psalm 22 that David leaves us with when he says this, for you are my lamp, O God, and my God lightens my darkness. You know, it may have seemed back then that David had it all together. I mean, he was king of Israel, all the stuff that he had. People look at him and said, got it all together. But reading about it, we know he didn't. He messed up all the time. He was in despair. He was alone. He felt alone. Maybe you're one of those people that the world looks at and says, wow, they've got it all together. I wish I could be like them. They just got it all together. They always seem to do the right thing and know what's right to do. And look like their life is all good. But you and I know that's not the case. All of us. I know it is for me that I don't have it all together. And there are times when I feel like David did, and maybe worse. But David makes it clear in that verse that in our lives, darkness will come, and in many forms, that in addition to the horrendous evil that will descend upon us and our world at times, our lives will also be touched by periods of doubt, of guilt, of despair, disappointment, of defeat, mistakes we make, sins we commit, separation and heartache, appearing in many different faces and forms on our doorsteps. But as David reminds us, Whatever the darkness, the Lord remains our one true light. A number of years ago, when our elder granddaughter Hannah was tiny, precious five-year-olds before Ellie was born. A hurricane blew through Florida. The kids happened to be with us from Tampa. The power was still on in the house, and we were all downstairs, except Hannah, who had just gone upstairs. All of a sudden, the power was lost, and the lights went out everywhere in the house, the neighborhood, pitch dark, as far as you tried to see. At that moment, we heard Hannah begin to cry from upstairs. So I grabbed the flashlight and shined it up toward her on the walkway above the family room and kept it in front of her as she made her way down the stairs to us. Hannah found her way back to us, to her place of safety and security, by simply following that single beam of light from that flashlight. That's what David is saying it was like for his life and can be for ours. It's what Hannah believed in that moment. The same thing David was reminding us of. For you are my lamp, O Lord, and my God lightens my darkness. My friends, his hand to hold us, his light to follow. The headlines and television news reports are hard to listen to at times. The overwhelming reach of evil is hard to wrap our brains around, and we can't. But in the midst of it all, God is still there with us, active in our lives, calling us to a better place, to become all he created us to be, reaching down and holding us and lifting us up and leading us through whatever storms we face today, tomorrow, and all the way into eternity. Listen again to some of the words of that song. The arms that raise the heavens will lift you when you fall. The voice that shakes the mountains will answer when you call, and the skies above may open, but grace will cover you, and the hand that holds the storm will lead you through. Believe it, my friends. Believe it. The hand that holds the storm, the light in the darkness, will lead you through today and every day for the rest of your life. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for sending that reminder to me and poking me to share it with my friends. Thank you for the reminder every day that no matter what I go through, no matter what we go through, the darkness that descends, the doubt, the despair we feel at times, the loneliness and emptiness we feel at times, that you are always there, that you are our lamp and light in our darkness, that you are the hand that holds us through all the storms we go through. So I just thank you for that. Thank you for that reminder every day of our lives. Help us to all remember that, Lord, as we move forward each day of our lives, with you and for you. Thank you for showing us how much you love us by sending your Son. And it's in his precious name we pray and we'll follow. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.